AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors say it doesn't mean Alec Baldwin has been absolved of criminal culpability, but a charge of involuntary manslaughter against him has been thrown out. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
New Mexico prosecutors have formally dismissed an involuntary manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin in the fatal 2021 shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the Western film Rust. They cited new evidence and the need for more time to investigate. Special prosecutors filed the motion to dismiss the only charge against Baldwin in a Santa Fe court. The motion said the investigation is ongoing. An involuntary manslaughter charge against the weapons supervisor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is unchanged. I'm Norman Hall.
The Supreme Court set a deadline of just before midnight tonight to decide whether to allow continued access of the abortion pill mifepristone while a legal challenge continues to its approval by the Food and Drug Administration. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this could be a long legal battle.
We are all watching, as all of you. This is an unprecedented time when it comes to mifepristone.
Abortion opponents filed suit in Texas saying FDA's original approval of mifepristone 23 years ago and subsequent changes were flawed. Data from the AP and USA Today show the U.S. is setting a record pace for mass killings in 2023. 88 lives taken in 17 mass killings over 111 days. Each time, the killers used firearms. A 74-year-old Connecticut woman suffered bites to her arm and legs when she was attacked by a black bear while out walking her dog on a leash in the Hartford suburb of Avon. Her injuries are not considered life-threatening. Mississippi's Republican governor signed a bill to expand the territory of a state-run police department inside the majority black capital city of Jackson. And the new law is expected to face a court challenge from the NAACP. The Dow finished up 22 points. This is AP News. The NFL suspended five players for violating the league's gambling policy.
Three are suspended indefinitely for betting on NFL games last season and will miss next season. Washington's Shaka Toney, plus Detroit's Quintez Cephas and C.J. Moore. The Lions immediately released both. Two other Lions are suspended six games for betting on non-NFL games at a league facility, Stanley Berryhill and Jameson Williams. The league says a review found no evidence indicating the use of inside information or that any game was compromised. Gambling incidents are relatively rare in the NFL, which handed down perhaps its most famous punishment 60 years ago, suspending future Hall of Famers Paul Hornung and Alex Karras a full season, citing bets on league games and associating with gamblers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.